Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
I'm telling you. This is a great, great God that we serve. When just when you think you won't have strength to make it, you won't have the tenacity or whatever it takes to see you through something, that's when God steps in on time. And that's why He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Because He'll do it every time. He'll always be on time. He's a God that loves us. He's a God that cares for us. And He wants to be our King. Keeper. This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald with Cast Mind Ministries coming to you, praising God to give you a report of God's greatness and of God's goodness unto the children of men. I love the Lord. He's an awesome, awesome God. Had an opportunity this past weekend to be in my home city, Detroit, and had an opportunity to work with an incredible organist, musician, and to come in contact with the autistic adult community there, and met several musicians. And it was such a Harvest Soul meeting where we had seminars, concerts, and just all kind of incredible things happening. And then it culminated with a performance on Saturday night. The organist performing. He did part of the concert. I did part of the concert. And then we had the concert choir. And then Sunday morning, had the opportunity to preach. I'm telling you, the word of God is good. and it's good to be shared wherever we have the opportunity to do so. But God will meet you. And God will do exactly what he said he would do. He's not a God that lies. And he's the God that keeps his word. And just, I thought, Lord, I've had such a long work week. Where will I get the strength from? But my help cometh from the Lord. And that leads us right into our subject for this session here. It's called the Unlimited Power of God. The Unlimited Power of God. Yes, I said the unlimited power of God, because God is limitless, infinite. We are finite in our thinking and what we are able to do, but our God is infinite. Now, here's the good news. Subtopic. You got the power. Everything that God has, he has made it, accessible to us. That's why he says, greater works shall you do. Jesus standing there said, greater works shall you do than these. Greater. You're thinking, how would little old me possibly do greater works than what God has? You know why? Because he is the God in us. He says, I must go away so that I can send you a comforter. And the comforter is the Holy Spirit of God. And that's why we can do greater works, because we gather ourselves together. He came as one and did all of these great works. But when he sent back his Spirit, he sent them back to many. So collectively, greater works are we doing than what he did, because we are a collected body that he wants to be in control of. Now, the Old Testament scripture that I chose was, and God said unto Moses, is from Exodus, the 3rd chapter and the 14th verse. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am sent me unto you. And then our New Testament scriptures came from the book of John, the 1st chapter, starting at the 1st verse and then skipping down through the 8th verse through the 14th. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Skip to the 8th verse. And he was not that light that was sent to bear witness, but sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Every man that cometh into the world. 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That's going to be our feature scripture. 13, which were born not of blood, but nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But as many as received them, gave he power to become the sons of God, even those that believe on his name. You got the power. That is great. And all you have to do is call on his name. Because it says, as many as received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. Now, what in the world? Okay, hold up. As many as believed on him, now he is God, and he gives us power to become the sons of God. So what my daddy can do, I can do. You know, that was a thing that used to be like Mike, ask Mikey, Dick Mikey. No. Be like Jesus, who came from your father, who sent back his spirit through the father, because we believe that he was the father. He and I, the father and I are one. That's what the word says. Well, I don't understand that. Someone told me today, when I read the word, I don't get it. But she did say, when I do read what you say about it, I get that you help me to understand it. That's why faith comes by hearing. That's why you have to have the preached word of God. The more I read it, God reveals things to me. When I was there, and I need to write that down because I don't forget it. But when I was there in Michigan, I went to the restroom right before I got ready to go minister. And I was referencing my spirit, just marinating on what God told Moses. He says, you tell them, I am the I am sent me. And God said to me, he says, all of those signs that it plagues that he sent to Pharaoh. He says, I could have changed Pharaoh's heart with one sign. He said, but I sent them over and over and over again. He says, I wanted my people to see my power, to see my strength, to know that I am that I am. He says, I could have changed Pharaoh on the first plague. But I went through all of those plagues showing my people who and what their God is. And then to culminate after all that, I opened up the Red Sea and I let them walk across on dry land. They had all this evidence of my power and who I am, that I am, what I am. They had all the evidence of what I am. Went into that wilderness, sent over 12 spies to spy out the land that I promised, the land that I made, and I promised to give them. And 10 spies came back with a bad report, and they believed him. It says, as many that believed on Jesus Christ, or as many at that time that believed on God, because they didn't know God's name was Jesus. After everything they had seen, they did not believe what God said. Instead, they believed an evil report. After seeing all of those miracles, and if God could do all of those plagues, bring all of that, then walk you across the sea, oh, millions of people on dry land, oh, yeah, turn around and look and watch all of Pharaoh's army drown in the same sea. You just walked across. Let's not forget that little major detail. And then you still don't believe. And that's so like us as human beings. After all the things that God has done for us down through the years, you know, we've seen that song, down through the years, God's been good to me. After all that stuff he's done down through the years, we'll still go out and do something that offends God, as if he is not God and we don't need to adore, respect, and obey him. Do something that offends God. and have the nerve sometimes to say, God knows I have needs. He made me. Yes, he did, but he also gave you the power to keep you from falling. God, to him that's able to keep you from falling and to present you flowers. Yeah, it's the same God, same word. And we really have to get into that word and hear the word preach and increase our faith. That's why he says exalt one another daily, because Satan's working daily to make sure you mess it up and offend God and not respect God and not put God first. We just let the things about God just slip, you know. Well, I was too tired to go out to church on Sunday. But come that afternoon, you're out doing everything else. We just let that stuff slip, but we offend the Lord of Lords, the great I am that I am. And guess who loses? We do. Because look at what happened to the Israelite. After all of that testimony and evidence of the greatness of I am that I am, only two people believed. And that was Joshua and Caleb. They were the only two that believed. And they came back and said, oh, we got this. And while the other members said, well, they're giants. He said, but we have a great God. And it's like David, you know, when he looked at Goliath, he says, you're going to let him stand here and talk about our God? Do you know the power of our God, who our God is? And the entire Israelite army was sore afraid. And they said, we're just going to die, that's all. And not one would volunteer to go stand up and represent Israel. So David said, well, I'll go. I know what my God can do. And that's what God is looking for us to say, I know whom I believe. I know he is the great I am. And take off the limits. Don't let anyone tell you what you can and cannot do. Because, see, here's the thing. Everything that you need lies in the realm of impossibility. It lies in the land of I need a supernatural miracle. Because that's where God lives. That's where he lives. And there's nothing that he's going to tell you to do that's not going to take a supernatural miracle. But hey, like Sid Roth says, welcome to my world where supernatural is natural. It's just the way it is. God is not having a problem. He is not tied up. He is not worried and stressed at all, because everything that he's assigned you to do, he's already made a way. He's already provided. There's nothing that he has not left undone. When my assignment came to go this weekend, and I knew I was supposed to, and there were circumstantials that I could have canceled quite easily, that would have been the natural thing to do. Let's put it like that. That would have been the natural thing to do. But I knew that God told me to go. So if he told me to go, I knew that supernaturally, God would take care of everything. And that's exactly what he did. But God wants you to step out on faith. In fact, he cannot move if you don't believe. The people in the wilderness didn't believe that they could make it to the promised land. So guess what? 2 + 2 = 4. They didn't go. None of them. He says, it took them 40 days. They had a year for every day. 40 years they wandered in the wilderness until they all died, because they said, they were so mad that from just the report of 10 people that saw it, because they did it, and the millions of them would rather believe a lie than the truth. So like us as human. Oh, my goodness. Rather believe a lie than the truth. And they were so upset that they said they wanted to stone Moses, pick another leader. Oh, yes. go back to Egypt, where they had pleaded and begged for God mercifully take us out. And they said, take us back, because at least we know what it feels like to be a slave. Out here, we don't know. They were not willing to live in the unknown. Well, honey, the future is unknown to all of us, but God. But God says, step into my world, unknown to you, but known to me. And I'm the controller and provider and the keeper and the help in the unknown, which is the future, which is tomorrow or 10 seconds from now. He says, that's my world. I've already lived it. And I promise you, I'm your shepherd and you shall not want. He says, in fact, I'll supply all your needs, all your wants. Oh, bonus! If your ways please me, all your desires. I just heard someone the other day saying, well, God never promised. Yeah, he did. Read the scriptures. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We're not supposed to want. He said, I'll supply all your needs. We're not supposed to need. And he says, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe now, and it shall be. But then it goes on to say, if you have an odd against your brother, go clean up your mess. I don't deal in mess. But it does say desire. It's like we're too afraid. Well, we've just been taught incorrectly. I'll speak for myself. I have. Oh, that's proud to ask for this, that, and the other. Hey, he said desires. I'm good with that. Okay. Works for me. But God wants you to dream in the world of the supernatural, of impossibility, because he said, is there anything too hard for God? When the angel told Mary she was going to be pregnant with a child from the Holy Ghost, he says, all things are possible. He says, things that are impossible with man are possible with God. And he says, all things, not some, all things are possible with God. But God is looking for you to believe that he works in and through you. He is not here. You are his conduit. If you make your faith, which moves God, available, then through you, greater works will come. Through you, greater. You're his conduit. You are who God wants to use. And you don't stand alone if you'll accept God as your head. What we're studying this year was putting on the whole armor of God. And the armor for September and October in the 17th verse of the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, so Ephesians 6:17, and take the helmet of salvation. Well, salvation means free. You're free to go. Woo! That's exactly what that means. It says the gospel is the power of God for salvation, for your freedom. Free to go for you. Don't you want to be free? Man, I've had to work really hard this week to stay free, last week and this week, to stay free of stress and concern. And I mean, every day it was slapping, man. I'm like, no. God said, I'm in the peaceful era of my life. I served my 40 years in the dispensation of the desert. Out, I'm free to go. And I will not let any inhibitor interfere with my peace, because if it does, then it's not for me. That's a real good sign. You know, if I become stressed and I allow myself, I should say, and that is a choice, but I'm going to move those obstacles and I'm not going to deal with them, because God died that I could have peace. He died so that I could be the conduit that he works through. And he says, I can't work through you when you're stressed out. You can't hear from me. I have a little saying. When you release fear, you can hear. And I learned that that statement the first year I had my camp. And I've been using it ever since. And I mean, it's so simple. But for me, like if I've lost something and I'm trying to recover it and I'm on a timeline to recover it, if I get stressed out about it, it could be sitting right in front of my face, my hand on it, and I don't see it. I don't know. I just go blind. So I've learned to just worship and praise God. And when I do that, then I can hear from God. So when I've had people who are hyped and just, they just barrage and just, you know, I just start worshiping. I said, listen, I like to be peaceful and I like calm. It keeps me healthy. So I'm going to just give me a minute to worship and gather myself. And he says, save yourself from this untoward generation. Do not allow people to come in your circle. And you are still allowing them to upset you, but you already know before they come what the drill is, because they never, ever change. Isn't it something how you can, and you should first self-efficacy yourself to see, are you in the same position you were last year? Or how about the year before that? Or the year before that? I mean, have you increased your faith where you're less stressed? Have you increased your faith where you have more joy? Have you increased your faith where you can handle situations better? You know, what have you done so that you're in a position that God can use you, and that the power of God that he has in you comes through you? Because all those things are blockers, and they block the usage of the power of God. Because here's the thing. I was explaining to someone this past week, and I'm like, when you do you, then God doesn't move. It's real. Well, I'm getting ready to tell somebody. I just got like, well, if you do, then that's exactly the results that you will have. But if you decide to still yourself, calm yourself, and allow God, he'll fix it. So, choices. A, scenario. Do you want to just let those people have and try to straighten it out? And if you tell them, if you get it off you, then they should come around, blah, 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 blah. And the results are everybody's upset and nothing's been resolved. Or B, scenario B. You want to pray about it and trust God and just worship. I said, Lord, I need you to fix it. And allow him to do it. And don't butt in with your little 2 cents to help Jesus out. He doesn't need it, okay? He's really a complete I am that I am. He can do it.